Welcome back. You're on Lesson 8 of Spanish from Zero.
Bienvenidos al mercado.
The market. And last time, we found our way. We got lost in Colonia Roma, asked for directions in Spanish, flagged a taxi, and made it to Parque México. Just in time for elotes.
Todo recto y a la derecha.
Exactly. But today we've taken a bus south, out of Mexico City, and we're in Oaxaca. And we're at the market.
El mercado.
El mercado. And here's the thing about markets. Everyone wants to sell you something. And if you can ask the price in Spanish, the game completely changes. We walk in and it hits immediately. Color everywhere. Hand-woven textiles hanging from every stall. Ceramic plates. Mezcal bottles. Oaxacan chocolate. The smell of copal and fresh tortillas. And vendors calling out to us from every direction.
Pásale, pásale.
Come in, come in. That's what they say. And we do.
Mira esto.
Look at this. Sarah has already found a hand-painted ceramic bowl. She picks it up, turns it over, and I know exactly what she's about to ask.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much does it cost? ¿Cuánto cuesta? This is the phrase that unlocks every market, every shop, every street stall in the Spanish-speaking world. ¿Cuánto cuesta?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
Say it with her. ¿Cuánto cuesta? ¿Cuánto? How much? ¿Cuesta? It costs. ¿Cuánto cuesta? Let's go again. ¿Cuánto cuesta? The vendor smiles and says, 200 pesos.
200 pesos.
200 pesos. We'll get to big numbers in a moment, but first, the reaction.
Es muy caro.
It's very expensive. Es muy caro. Es, it is muy, very caro, expensive. Es muy caro.
Es muy caro.
Repeat, es muy caro. This is also a negotiating move. You say it, you shake your head a little, you put the bowl down slowly, and suddenly the price drops. And the opposite. When something is a great deal.
Es muy barato.
It's very cheap. Es muy barato. Barato, cheap, inexpensive. Es caro o barato. Is it expensive or cheap?
Es muy barato. O sea, lo compro.
It's very cheap. I'll buy it. Sara has no control in a market. None. Okay, numbers. You know 1 through 15 from the café. Now let's go further. Because market prices live here.
20.
20, 20.
30.
30, 30.
40.
40. 40.
50.
50. 50.
60, 70, 80, 90.
60, 70, 80, 90. And the big one.
100.
100. 100. Say them with her. 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. And here's how they combine. 55, 55, 72, 72. The pattern is always tens, then y, then ones. 55, 72. Your turn. I say a number in English, you say it in Spanish. 20, 20, 50, 50, 100, 100. Now a combo. 63, 63. One more. 88, 88. You've got the pattern. We keep moving through the market. Sarah sees a stall selling Oaxacan textiles, those incredible hand-woven pieces with geometric patterns. She wants a specific color.
¿Tienen azul?
We keep moving through the market. Sarah sees a stall selling Oaxacan textiles, those incredible hand-woven pieces with geometric patterns. She wants a specific color.
¿Tienen azul?
Do you have it in blue? Tiene. Do you have? Tiene comes from tener, to have. ¿Tienen azul? Do you have it in blue?
¿Tienen azul?
Say it. ¿Tienen azul? The vendor checks the back of the stall.
¿Tienen verde?
Do you have it in green? You can swap anything in after tiene. ¿Tienen rojo? Do you have it in red? ¿Tiene más pequeño? Do you have a smaller one? ¿Tiene sin picante? Do you have it without spice? One phrase, infinite uses. We're at the food section now. Oaxacan specialties, mole negro, tlayudas, chapulines. Sarah is in her element.
¿Cuánto cuesta el mole?
The vendor says 80 pesos.
Es muy barato. ¿Tiene para llevar?
Do you have it to go? The vendor nods. Sarah turns to me with the look of someone who has just solved a very important problem.
¿Quieres? Es muy bueno y muy barato.
Do you want some? It's very good and very cheap. Look, when your friend is this enthusiastic, you just say yes. Okay, full recall. Real market situation. You answer in Spanish. You pick up a ceramic plate and want to know the price. What do you ask? ¿Cuánto cuesta? The vendor says it's 80 pesos. You think that's expensive? What do you say? Cool. Es muy caro. You shake your head. The price drops to 50. Now it's a deal. What do you say? What? Es muy barato. You want to know if they have it in red. What do you ask? ¿Tienen rojo? That's the whole market toolkit right there. Oye, you just shopped a market in Spanish. Let's lock it in.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much does it cost? Ask this at every single stall.
Es muy caro. Es muy barato.
Too expensive. What a deal.
¿Tienen?
Do you have it in? Then add any color or size.
20, 30, 50, 100.
Your market numbers. You know them now. Next lesson, lesson 9. We're making plans. Sarah's going to teach you how to say what you're going to do. Boya. And how to invite someone along. ¿Quieres venir?
Nos vemos.
Siempre, María.